position, because why aren't you requiring this certain basic that at least be given instruction in a properly certified legal airplane that's in license? I'm sorry, I just believe we ought to have at least that one minimum sentence.
Let's use this in another common sense fashion. I'm driving an automobile. I don't have a driver's license. Is the state going to be responsible for me? They going to pay my bills?
Well, what we're talking about is the same identical thing.
Where you fly in a car, well, or riding, who does the state come responsible?
Well, and to add on it, anybody could say, well, my airplane is, I'm operating out of the airfield in Shelbyville. He comes up here, meets the students, sits in the lounge, does his ground instruction.
He's not operating a business here. He's conducting business here, but his business is not at the
based
airport.
Here.
What we're talking about is somebody's got an airplane based here and they want to get flight instruction for it. I don't think it's unreasonable to say that they should have an instructor's rating equivalent to the instructions they're given, and the airplane be certified and licensed to the instruction being given. That's the absolute minimum basis. At least we can say, in the case of an incident or an accident, or when some student flies in out here and crashes and kills himself, and you find out the airplane wasn't licensed, wasn't certified, wasn't anything, the instructor didn't even have a CFI rating, and somebody's going to come and say, why didn't the county at least require it? If they knew he was given instruction, why were you at least requiring that minimum amount of standard? That's about a minimum of standards you require somebody, that it be properly certified, proper flight instructor ratings for the instruction being given, and the airplane being properly licensed and certified for the instruction being given. That's the minimum basis. Stop right there.
Are you asking me to buy into this?
Yes, sir.
I'll buy into that.
That's all right. That is a minimum standard for giving flight instructor. Flight instructor be rated,
yes,
and the airplane be legal.
You got a yes.
Okay.
I'm fine. I mean,
okay.
I'm just don't know how you're going to have the hammer.
Can I go home now?
No.
Can we do one? I think we can do, we're going to roll into this other one, because if you're going to require the instructor or the airplane to be certified, I think you need to require the instructor to be certified for the type of instruction.
That's
being
what
given.
I just said.
But
okay.
Again, the FAA does that.
We know.
Okay.
But okay.
But
so
right. if we have somebody in here giving flight instruction, an airplane is based here, and suddenly, and they're hanging their shingle out, give flight instruction here, to learn to fly here. Jim suddenly finds out that they're not even a certified flight instructor, or the airplane hadn't been annual in 4 years. We have the right to be able to stop that activity.
We can tell them cease and desist their business.
Okay.
Which we did.
Instead of calling the FAA,
kind of
and having them to
all
tell
all the time.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm buying
there
that
was
argument.
A jet crash.
You okay with that argument?
There was a jet just crashed not too long ago down in Florida, and that's what happened. Instructor was given instruction in an airplane. He had no idea how to fly it, and they're both killed.
Right. Yeah. So I'm going to say the same thing. Aircraft and instructor certified for what they're doing. Okay. Is there anything else that you want to add to this?
Please say no.
Okay. Not at this time.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Then that section is complete except for insurance. Next time, let's talk about maintenance.
Is it possible to come up with some wording that you could distribute ahead of time and maybe? I'm not sure that this level of discussion is.
We did send
this
out there.
Sort of counterproductive at the forum we have here.
Well, we did send this out to everybody. I think I did anyway. Mm-hmm. All these questions, and like I said, these are not suggested, but examples of what other people have done. But these are the.
And Mike, I did look through that, and I got to thinking about what I've seen at other airports, what kind of instruction my wife went through, what kind of instruction I went through, what kind of instruction my brother went through, which is basically he learned how to fly on his own. And started thinking about what kind of minimum standard do we need to have. I was looking at this stuff that was sent out, thinking about that, but I wanted to hear what everybody else had to think.
You know, the other thing to think about is the county's insurance carrier. We'll have something to say about that,
well,
too. If he finds out you don't care who's giving instruction at the airport, he might get a little nervous about that.
Yeah, but
he's just going to talk about insurance levels.
One thing about insurance advisors, they always
premium's
advise
going
you
up.
Have three times the insurance that you need.
Well, insurance is going to be a big night. So.
Yep.